This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Personified as the DJD program continues under the auspices and help and jurisdiction of Jennifer Horn, Curry Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, with a tribute to Ed Sheeran lovers everywhere. Apparently Ed was in Nashville, and one of the radio stations there that plays his music asked him to design and sign a T-shirt, which they are now auctioning off, Kara. All the money goes to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. So you can get in on the action.
How much do I have to pay for it?
About $100,000, maybe.
Oh, so Trump change.
Yeah, Trump change. I like that.
That's not what I said, but...
Oh.
Sure, why not?
Close enough, right? All right, so Friday, October the 13th. Unga bunga. Friday the 13th, Jennifer, what are we going to do?
We're going to run and hide. We're going to stay in bed all day. It's a scary day.
Is it? Nah, it's an opportunity day, don't you think, Victoria?
Sure, opportunity. I'm not really sure about for what, anyway, but okay.
Can we get a couple of buckets of water, Karen, throw on these two? So, you need to get a hold of the same stuff.
One of our cats isn't feeling so great.
So that means you need tea with honey. Mm-hmm. That means, let's see, I got a whole bunch of sort of prescriptions from Jack and Mary.
Sounds nice, actually.
On the, so why don't you go get a cup while we are talking about the Boy Scouts have announced that girls are going to be allowed to become Cub Scouts and earn the rank of Eagle Scout, which is the Boy Scouts' highest honor. So does this mean, in effect, that the Girl Scouts go away and we don't have Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts anymore? We have unisex Scouts? What is this?
That should mean, I guess, because the Girl Scouts are still in business, but this severely undercuts them, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
Maybe it's just being traditional, but I actually support the fact that these were separated by gender, because I feel like there are very few. I mean, we've done a really good job, and I think I've said it before, of raising strong women. I mean, we're doing such a good job that most people admitted to college are women. Most graduates of college are women. Women are the ones that are finding more success than men. And I feel like Cub Scouts, Eagle Scouts specifically, was something that helped really build a strong man who actually knew how to take care of his responsibilities and, like, knew how to do stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the program changes a little bit. I mean, maybe it stays exactly the same, which would be okay. But I think in some ways you lose that ability to shape individually when you have everybody a part of it.
Well, they're still separating by gender, but it's interesting that they did a lot of research, and a lot of girls apparently wanted a path to Eagle Scout. They didn't have that. They don't have that in the Girl Scouts, so I guess girls
Shouldn't
who...
Girl Scouts do that, though? Wouldn't that be...
They won't, for whatever reason. They don't and won't, so...
So they're responsible for their
some
own
girls,
demise.
Yes, yeah, some girls want a path to Eagle Scout, and that which is the highest honor, so mm-hmm. and the highest level you can reach, but so that's why...
Really, activities that they pursue be different than the boys, because the Eagles, there's a lot of physicality to a lot of the things that the
I think that's part of the reason why some of the girls want to reach Eagle Scout. Mm-hmm. It's because of the physicality and things like that that are not offered in the Girl Scout program.
Yeah, as someone who was a Girl Scout, and maybe I just had a bad troop, but I felt that we really didn't do all that much. You don't really learn very many practical skills. A lot of the badges are, I feel like, kind of cutesy. Like, they're not really all that helpful. You know, you go out and, like, play some sports, but, like, all of our leaders didn't, they weren't very athletic. They weren't really helpful. We didn't really learn that much. So I can understand the benefits. I kind of just wish that the girls and the boys would maybe have some, like, I'm kind of like Jen, I'm traditional in the sense that I think it's kind of nice to have separate places, and then I wish that they would come together and kind of teach each other, the boys and the Girl Scouts, what they're learning in their own, you know, in their own troops. I don't know. I feel kind of weird. I feel like they should have Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and then a unisex one. I feel kind of weird about Boy Scouts becoming unisex Scouts, and then also unisex. Having Girl Scouts on the side. I don't know. It feels like there's not... I feel like it's nice to, for each gender to have a place to grow separately.
The board of directors voted unanimously to make this change. Let's see. But how long have Boys and Girls Clubs, Scouts been around? 100 years or more, probably, I'm guessing. As long as I can remember, and Jennifer's going to give me the jab about 100 years. From what I'm gathering here, it's up to the local organizations to decide whether they want to have both dens for girls and boys, Cub Scout dens, or one that'll be all together. So they have girls separately, boys separately, but there's no point to that. Otherwise, if I'd have been them, the smarter thing to do would have been to go to the Girl Scouts and say, how do we work together? Now, if they said, I think one of you said that the Girl Scouts didn't want to do this, then they are responsible for their own demise.
Do you know the reason why they don't want to do it? Is it just because they want to remain their own completely separate entity and they don't want to have any of the same activities as Boy Scouts, or what?
Haven't the slightest.
I know barely, and it's not like there's a huge amount of boys going to become Eagle Scout, but I know barely any girls who stayed all the way through, I guess, what's the highest? And you get you become a cadet in Girl Scouts, and I think there's some award you get at the end, but it doesn't really mean all that much.
I'm reading a book called Blue Fishing, and it's the story of a fellow who overcomes all kinds of odds and becomes Olivia Pope in A Man Who's Speaking in Real Life, a fixer and a ranger. Everybody, should I assume that everybody knows who Olivia Pope is, or should I explain that? Olivia Pope is the main character in the television show Scandal, which has been on, I think, for 7 or 8 years, and her character fixes things. She's a fixer. And so this fellow who has written the story of him being a real-life fixer analyzes why he became a fixer. And the analyzation goes back to his childhood when he suggests not only with his own upbringing, but what we all constantly are taught is that we can't do this, we can't do that. If you think about how many times you were taught as a youngster, or you were told no, his research suggests that he's written this book with a child psychiatrist, that the average toddler is told no 400 times a day once they get to be old enough to be cognizant. So think about how you, if you're even in the average, or maybe you're not, maybe you're fortunate, but you know as well as I do, that, and I can hear my father saying to me no. I don't remember my mother saying no, but I remember my father saying no. And I wonder, Jennifer, about you and your mother, and Victoria, you and your folks, and Kara, whether you're fitting into this overview. According to this fellow whose name is Steve Sims, an Englishman, that it's instilled in us for so long, from such a young age, to stay with the pack. There's safety in numbers. Don't wander off. Don't climb too high. Don't swim too far. Don't ride too fast. Don't look dumb. And then, it kind of goes from there. We do. We are told that. I think the philosophy that I learned 25, 30, 35 years ago was that, or I believe in the philosophy that I was taught about how children are brought into the world. Babies are perfect. And then they pick up all of the things that we have. I mean, it's like there's no end to the sorts of things that we were taught or told, even though sometimes we've tried to modify them. We still are infected with all of that stuff.
Well, and I think there's a lot of truth to that, but there is still something to be said for people that do have things that are just, basically that's it's nurture versus nature. And I think there are still a lot of things that we have to credit nature for.
Like?
Well, I think there's a lot of, I mean, psychological issues that are caused by nature over nurture. I think there, that's evident. Well, that's evident in families where one child, if they're siblings, and one child grows up perfectly fine, and the other one is completely problematic, and they have everything is the same, same schooling, same parenting, same everything, then I think that there is something biological more than psychological.
It's very interesting. I say this at the risk of being considered a lunatic, but I've been considered a lunatic a lot in my radio career and in my life. As my radio career has reflected my life, I have come to believe that astrology is a fabulous tool in understanding who you are, how to deal, and how to know and deal with others. And so what you just said makes me think about an example that I gave this week of the tragedy of human life. My dear friend Maria Trilogy, who is the astrologer on this program, had a son involved in the Santa Rosa fire, and he lost his life. And so there have been a lot of things happening in her family. This was the oldest son. This was the person to whom all of the others in the family, the children, looked to for advice, counsel, ideas. And the younger brother, Joshua, was always kind of shy, retiring, not out there, just he sort of hid from reality. And Maria sent me a note talking about how proud she was about her son Joshua, because he stepped up to the plate, taken the reins of making the arrangements for the final acknowledgement of this youngster, actually 40 years old, this fellow, Michael. And the older, the sister, Maria had two daughters and two sons who were close to her. The rest of them are all spread out everywhere. But the other daughter lives just south of Santa Rosa, and now her home and her community is in jeopardy from this fire. So imagine having two people in the family. I'm sure there are others who have done this, but I'm just thinking about the fear. I read it, and I've never seen or heard Maria be afraid of anything, but I can feel it in her words. 21 half the hour, this is the DJV Forum.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Thank you. In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Sound like to you, Jennifer?
Who?
Who? Roger Daltrey's long-awaited memoir arrives in bookstores in the fall of next year. Says, I've always resisted the urge to do a memoir, but now finally I feel I have enough perspective. Isn't that what it really is all about, huh? Sometimes you see these people write stories of their lives, like some of these young punk rock stars. They don't have any life experience at all. Can you imagine that little worm, Justin Bieber, writing a book about himself? Good God.
I'm sure he probably will someday.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
You'll be number one on the wait list for it.
Oh, yeah, right. Daltrey goes on and says, when you've spent more than half a century at the epicenter of a band like The Who, perspective can be a problem. I'd agree with that. Everything happened in the moment. One minute, I'm on the factory floor in Shepherd's Bush, which is a suburb of London. Next thing, I'm headlining Woodstock. He first mentioned the book in an interview a couple of years ago, saying, I'll only release it if it's a good book. I don't care how long it takes. Most of the rock biographies that I've read, I got bored with about halfway or two-thirds way through the book. I hope not to fall into that trap. So Daltrey says he feels ready, taking 3 years to unpack the events of his life, to remember who did what, when, why, and where, to separate the myth from the reality, to unravel what really happened at the Holiday Inn on Keith Moon's 21st birthday. That's got to be a story and a half. So he says, I hope the result is more than just another autobiography. I've been lucky enough to live in very interesting times. I've witnessed society, music, and culture change beyond recognition. That I'm still here to tell my tale when so many others around me didn't make it is nothing short of a miracle. He has just concluded the final leg of The Who's 2017 tour with a series of South American dates with Guns N' Roses. Future, as they haven't really made plans for the future, although Daltrey's working on his first solo album since 1992's Rocks in the Head, and is launching a tour in late October where he pledges to mix Who hits with rarities and selections from his solo career. All right, so that's...
Are most of the Who still alive, or is it like half and half? I don't really know much about them.
I don't remember, frankly. I was never a big Who fan, and the only name that's recognizable immediately to me from the band is Roger Daltrey. So, I mean, he knows around.
I guess maybe. Some of them must still be around if they're on tour.
Yep.
Yeah,
but.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
If not, they're like the Temptations where there's like there's one of them. Cousin of the original band member.
Right. Also in music news, in this portion of the hour, of every hour of our program, we have a musical focus. Britney Spears in front and center position here, back in action at her Piece of Me show in Las Vegas. She has a message. Las Vegas is stronger than it was yesterday. She returned to the stage at Planet Hollywood for the first time since the shooting at the festival a couple of weeks ago. To open the concert, the phrase "Vegas Strong" appeared on the screens before Britney and her dancers came out sporting hats that said "Vegas Strong." She said, quote, "Before I start the show, I just want to say we're here for you, you're here for us, and we're going to get through this together, okay?" Later on in the show, she thanked the first responders who were in the audience. She said, quote, "There's some special people here tonight. They're our Vegas first responders. Let's give it up for them." And the crowd did. Later that night, one of her dancers posted on Instagram, quote, "Last night, we weren't just in Vegas, but the show was for Vegas. Our hearts and prayers go out to the victims and families of the event Vegas Strong." All right, so it came out of the Boston Strong, and it'll happen, I suppose, when these things occur. Hopefully there won't be any more. Food for thought from Brittany at 28 after on the DJV show. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, after driving 1,200 miles in the Cadillac CT6 with Super Cruise, their autonomous highway feature, here's what I know. It takes about 2 hours to get used to the fact that the car does all the driving for you. It's a little disconcerting having a steering wheel turn for you when you're sitting in the driver's seat with your hands off the wheel. A great idea if you do lots of freeway driving. But the cheapest you can get one in the new car is $72,000 for the Cadillac CT6. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Four after the hour now on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Victoria has departed as one who is not feeling particularly well, and we are mindful of that. And because my heart is open, I said, Victoria, go take care of yourself. And she readily obeyed my commandment. How about that for influence, huh? Woo-ah.
She was out. She's currently probably in line to buy Yankees tickets, right?
Yeah, how are those Red Sox doing? Like, how are the Nationals doing?
Is that really what's going on?
She says, sucka. She's getting in line ready to buy some Yankees tickets.
That's going. Say hi to the folks at Fort Myers and Naples, that end of Florida, and in the Dayton area of Ohio, listening in and checking in this morning to the DJV show. Also, outside of Albany, WSD, the Colbisco station is very cool. Fresno, hi, what's going on up there? My God, not that far from the epicenter of that big fire. Jennifer, what do you know that today that we don't know or didn't know yesterday with regard to either that fire? The fire that's in the southern part of the state is pretty much out, isn't it? Or
yeah, the Anaheim fire is out. This one, I think they were able to maybe get like 5% contained, I think, when I went to bed last night.
The big one.
The big one. But there are 28 fires now burning up in the Bay Area. So it's not even just one big one. It's that all of these little fires have broken out and are burning together. And they're fighting the winds. So winds have been a factor all week long. They haven't been able to get any relief from
that.
And
they create, these big fires create their own wind.
They do create their own wind. But what it seemed to people are thinking happened is that a power line might have been down during the wind, and that would have started sparking some of these fires. So just unbelievable. The more I hear from my friends who are up in that area and looking at my Facebook feed, it's devastating. These pictures are like someone dropped a bomb up there. It's horrible.
We have become this year very focused, I think, more than I can remember in any year that I broadcast, and I've been on the air for quite a long time, more focused on natural disaster and the impact of it, perhaps because of the effect of social media. I was looking at a picture this morning, a couple hours ago, of a huge hole the size of Lake Superior that has appeared on the ice in Antarctica. And so some of the scientists who are quoted, some of the people that study this area of the world, say the hole, which is called a Polynya, Polynya. Would you say that was Polynya? Polynya.
Something like that.
It's a puzzling reality because it's odd. Although these holes have been detected since the 1970s, but what's happening now, according to the research, is that warm fresh water is getting underneath these ice packs, which are in some cases, depending on how deep the water is, they can go down 5-6 miles. Same depth down as the average airplane is up in the sky. And so they're guessing that the ice has been broken because of the squeeze that's come from fresh water. If fresh water is lighter than salt water, or is it the other way around because of the salt? I forget. You can't sink in the for example,
salt water makes you buoyant. Yeah, so that would probably make you lighter? No, I don't know.
No, the water is heavier.
It would make you lighter.
Make you lighter. Yeah.
There you
right,
go.
Exactly. All right, so anyway, they're still trying to figure this out. They haven't fully addressed what they think is going on, but the last hole like this occurred 40 years ago, and this thing just seemed to happen almost overnight. But the thing that the current group of naysayers are saying, oh, my God, this is more global warming. Hello, it happened. The same thing happened 40 years ago. Not suggesting that that's a reason to be cool, calm, and collected about it. But this is the continuing progress, and I think it sort of underscores my theory that there's a combination of things going on here. The people who would have us believe, the industry that would have us believe that it's all man's fault is nonsense. It is the continuing maturation and change that goes on as the Earth matures, changes, whatever word you want to. And then, there's a combination. Fossil fuels and stuff may be moving along faster than it might have normally gone. But it's going to go the way it goes and the way it's gone. So, but this, if you see this hole, man, whew, there's something. I have a tab trending in science that I see. And it gives me these things, and every once in a while I figure it's worth a minute or two of our time. One of the other things, Jennifer, I think is good news that you'll be interested in. I came upon a report that was the result of a group of police, scientists, and community activists coming together at the Insight Retreat Center in Santa Cruz for a summit on mindfulness in policing. This is a group of people from all of these walks of life that have started a dialogue. Actually, it was the idea of a police lieutenant in Hillsborough, Oregon, named Richard Gerling. And so this is the first year of it. And the idea is to try to figure out how the police and the community in any or all towns can get along better. How the police can be better, how the community can be more tolerant or understanding of what they have to do. I thought this was a brilliant move, frankly, and something that needs to be done more frequently and in a more broad sense to bring in people from all over the country. Not that there are a lot of people mostly from the Northwest now. But this is a good step because we need the police.
Yeah,
we need to have a good relationship with the police.
Yeah, I think the most important thing you say there is police in the community. My sisters live in Baltimore City, and I feel like one of the biggest issues that they have is that there just aren't really police in the community.
No.
You know, my uncle, both of them were Baltimore City police officers. And when my sister moved into the area, and it's, you know, not that great of an area, but one of my uncles mm-hmm. said to her, you know, if you have any issues, just make friends with the police. And one of her biggest complaints is, well, there aren't any in the community to become friends with or to talk to. They're just not around. So I feel that's so important in understanding what's going on in the community is actually being there and being a part of it.
When I worked in Baltimore in the 1980s, I felt that there was a fear factor in certain parts of the community. Even then, that was 30 years ago, when you just didn't, you know, there were parts of the city you didn't go into. If you were a white man, you better stay out of these areas. And you never saw police. And I think in this circumstance, modern-day policing in that community, predicated by a horrible mayor and bad leadership in the police department, these guys are on their own. It seems that way, anyway.
The more that the police can do to make themselves accessible to young people, especially, so that young people just grow up with the respect of law enforcement. I mean,
beat cops.
We were talking about it. Yeah, you had people walking the streets, right?
Around your
area. We had a fundraiser
We had them out on the farm, but we had them downtown. They were all over the place downtown. A couple of them together walking around all the time.
We had a fundraiser just actually yesterday, the last night, for some Ontario Police Department members and San Bernardino Fire, who were shot during the Las Vegas massacre, I guess would be the only way to call it.
Right.
And they did not die, but they were pretty catastrophically injured, and so they did some fundraising for their family. And what I thought was so smart is that the fire department, the sheriff's department, and the police department all came out with their units and let kids get inside, look around, actually had it as part of like understanding, so there wasn't like the shroud of secrecy about what happened inside of a police car. Like, they had the kids in there and they were showing them how to turn the siren on and stuff. I mean, really cool ways to get the kids involved, which is smart, which you want them to do.
That's exactly right. All right, other important things going on today. It is No Bra Day.
Sounds good.
No
to me.
Bra
for
Day
me.
Encourages women everywhere to go without their bra to raise awareness for breast cancer and the challenges that those with it are facing. So you read the first sentence and everybody, ah, ha, 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 and then it gets serious. October is breast cancer month, I think, isn't it? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, everything's pink.
Get beyond the Susan G. Komen Foundation and actually find groups that help in that event when you're eager or anxious to give. Speaking of things to give, I've noticed, maybe it's because of my focus on this, that the Red Cross has been absent from a lot of promotion. I think we noted yesterday there was some big push to get people to give, and the push included lots of national and regional organizations to help in the fire in this circumstance, and the Red Cross was nowhere to be seen. And last night I was watching a television program. As a matter of fact, I think it was Scandal. And an ad came on that was paid for, because what you don't realize is that a lot of the ads, you think they're public service ads that come from the Red Cross. They are not. They're paid advertisements. That's how they use some of your money. And the ad was encouraging you to give money to help for the families that need help in the fire. And I thought that was, you know, pretty indicative of the fact that they're beginning to eat their own stuff. You know what I mean? They're just beginning to realize that they've got a bad rap, and it's deserved. So let's see what they do about fixing it, if anything. But as one of those spots on a national show costs $180,000 to $250,000, mm-hmm. usually. It's about the average rate for a spot, 30-second spot in a national show. All right, so where are we? Oh, you know what? You have Coach bags? I remember talking about Coach a few months ago, and I sounded silly because I didn't really know that much about Coach, although I knew they were upside-down horseshoes was their symbol, right?
Well, it's a C, basically. A C. So it's, but it's a definitely, I mean, it's a recognizable C. And I think a lot of women have purses that are emblazoned with the C all over the place. That was sort of their signature look at Coach, was to do different color bags with the C all over it.
Why are they changing their name to Tapestry?
I think it's really dumb. I don't know. I mean, I think the Coach brand has been, and maybe, Carrie, you can jump in on this, but I think Coach has maybe been downgraded or overlooked in favor of Michael Kors or some of these other designers, Kate Spade, that are in that same price class with Coach, but are somehow a little bit more popular. So maybe they feel like they'll be able to get market share back. I still think Coach, though, is a very classic brand, and I think everybody knows it, even more so than a Michael Kors or a Kate Spade.
Selena Gomez stays as the celebrity ambassador. They're going to keep the brand, as you're suggesting, but they're now part of a bigger company. They were taken over by Stuart Weitzman in 2015. And so they're broadening their portfolio with other things.
I don't really understand why they wouldn't just open a like a line that goes with Coach, like maybe for younger people, and call it Tapestry, and have, because I think the Kate Spade and brands like that are really popular because they have great patterns and their bags are just great looking, but it's for like a younger generation, I feel like, and I feel like Tapestry should just be kind of the millennial version of Coach, because I'm not really into designer bags, so maybe I'm probably not the best person to ask. But to me, the Coach pattern is, I don't really like it. I think it's kind of boring looking. I don't really like the colors of it. But if they had an offshoot of it that was maybe brighter and a little bit more exciting looking, then I can see that. I don't really understand replacing the entire name of it with something else. Like, Coach is so recognizable.
There you go. A lot of people ask that question. But that is one of the most important things of the day affecting ladies and perhaps the gentlemen who want to get them nice Christmas presents. So, guys, when you're looking for a good brand, don't look for Coach. Look for something else. Or maybe you'll find Coach, but in the meantime.
Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle. Smear. Bulbous. Pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney.
Work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable. Moist.
As we age, we all notice our bodies changing. Isn't that right? I know I have noticed it. I don't have as much energy as I would like. I feel more fatigued than I want to. I've learned that the decrease in circulation is the reason for this. And if I start giving my body what it needs, I can promote natural, healthy circulation and keep myself feeling as great as I can as the years go by. That's why I drink Super Beets. That's why you need Super Beets. Super Beets promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina. It'll stay with you all day long. Only Super Beets, made from beets grown to exacting standards, then concentrated into superfood crystals. So if you want to give your body what it needs as you age, go online to DougLikesBeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you. Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our visit from our pet's best friend, other than us. Warren Eckstein fills that role every week on the radio with the Pet Show. You can hear it all over the country. The podcast, go to WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. We got it all covered. Warren's going to acknowledge or observe Pet Obesity Awareness Day, because that's one of the things about today that's a reality, right after this.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money, and it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward if you follow some simple tips.
Having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
Here's a man that makes a giant impact on the world every single day. And so because of that, Warren is here. It is Pet Obesity Awareness Day, where veterans lead events. Owners encouraged to bring their dogs and cats to get health examinations at your local veterinarian's clinic, screening to help them reduce their weight of the dog. Why is this? Why do you have to go to the vet? You look at the dog and it's fat. For the cat, it's fat, so don't feed him so much.
Yeah,
what
but
else?
Come on, Doug. They're all like my mother. We're not fat. We're just big bone. Come on.
Is that how it goes? So what do you, when people confront, you must get calls on your show all the time about what to do from naive people who say, my dog is so fat. What do I do? You don't feed him so much. Well, get them some exercise.
But there could be medical reasons for it, too. So it's always when you have a dog that's obese or a cat that's obese, which, by the way, over 50% of dogs and cats in North America are considered obese or overweight.
How much? Give me that number again.
Over 50%.
My God.
It's actually the number one problem veterinarians see. And people don't realize, you know, look at a chubby dog, look at the chubby cat. But the same problems we have, diabetes. I have people that have their dogs and cats on insulin. They have to give their dog or cat shots every couple of days because the diabetes is so bad, or arthritis, hip joint problems. Everything that affects human beings with obesity affects our pets. But remember this, the average cat weighs 10 pounds. So if that cat just gains 2 pounds, that's 20% over what its weight should be. So it's really important to focus on keeping the weight down and keeping the exercise up. Most importantly is making sure that you feed your dogs. If you have a dog or cat that's obese, and this is such critical information, don't feed them as much in one feeding. Take their feedings and break it up into small feedings throughout the day. Several small feedings. Any dietitian will tell you, whether it's a human being losing weight, a dog losing weight, or a cat losing weight, smaller amounts of food more frequently throughout the day is definitely the way to go.
Well, isn't that the way to be if you're a human?
Absolutely. And it's
just how to deal with it.
Something we all need to take into consideration. There's nothing that devastates me more than seeing a 9 or a 10-year-old dog whose mind is so focused, whose mind is so sharp it can no longer get up just because he's overweight, which
that's
is totally unnecessary.
Cruelty. That's abuse.
It can be. Absolutely right, Doug.
Yeah. All right. Here's the story from Arkansas. Administrative assistant to the Arkansas County official Garland County, has been using county cash to buy her dog clothing. She has a credit card that belongs to the county, and they've accused her of using money to buy personal items, including a tuxedo for her pet pug.
Only you find these stories. Listen, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. No matter how much money I make, no matter how much money I have, my dogs are going to walk around butt naked. That's just the way it is. Unless you have a dog that really looks forward and says, you know, I want to wear that tuxedo today, Mom, let him walk around butt naked. That's just my suggestion, guys.
Unbelievable. She had sentenced on the 22nd of November. She's from Hot Springs, interestingly enough, which is where Bill Clinton is from. I saw that, and I thought, my God. We're talking about going out on trails. One of the things that is good when you go out hiking to get that peace and quiet we were talking about is to take your dog with you. Don't you think that's a great way to...
Yeah, but stay on the trail. A lot of snake problems this year, so stay on the trail.
Really?
Don't go off the trails with your dog. Yeah,
all right, stay on the trail.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.